John Sebastian is my guest today. John Sebastian from The Lovin' Spoonful. One of the all-time great songwriters and rock musicians. Never gets dated. Wonderful stuff that he does. Great musician and a great performer. Let's see, who else do we have? Judy, Mel Brooks, and Carl Reiner. Let's see, we're going to start off with Tom Knight now. He's a young buckaroo.
Well, I am just a cowboy, they call me Lucky Jack. And I am only happy when I'm on a horse's back. I ride off to the sunset, if you want you can come along. But if you do, you have to sing this cowboy song. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo. Well, if you want to be a cowboy, you gotta learn how to walk. Drag your feet a little, try not to talk. And if you all get hungry, we got peanut butter and jelly. And if you want your horse to stop, just say, whoa there, Nelly, oh, yippee-ki-yay, yay. Yippee-ki-yo, yahoo, I'm a young buckaroo. Well, there's a lot of famous cowboys, a few you ought to know. Have you heard of Pecos Bill?
Yeah.
How about Sleepy Joe?
Uh-huh.
These boys aren't the only ones, there's lots of cowgirls too. Once I met Miss Annie Oakley, and she said, howdy do. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo,
yahoo,
I'm a young buckaroo. Let's ride now. Well, buckaroos, it's time to go. Remember what I said. You gotta take your boots off when you go to bed.
Do we have to?
Late at night by the firelight, when the crickets hum in tune, sing me one more cowboy song underneath the moon. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo. One more time. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo. I'm a young buckaroo. Adi-o-lay-hi.
Yeah, well, this is Knock on Wood, and joining me now, here in the studio, is John Sebastian. John, all right.
Good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here, let me tell you. Harry's also here.
I'm so excited because John Sebastian, of course, played with Lovin' Spoonful, and, well, I followed him for years.
Wait a second, you're too really young to know John
Sebastian.
Yeah,
I didn't think that Harry was...
Yeah, you'd be surprised what Harry knows, where Harry's been around. You've written some of the great songs of all time, I think. Do You Believe in Magic and Daydream, Summer in the City? You know what I like about Summer in the City? It's what you should really be proud of. In the entire society, when they want to give a sense of the summer, and summer's coming in, I hear that song.
That's right. Well, it's true that I actually make more money off of the song during the summer than any other time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I can see that. Harry?
Yes?
Are you ready to do a song with John Sebastian and me?
Sure, Steve. Let's do the old favorite.
Yeah,
we gotta keep up our tradition here.
That's right.
Yeah, this is a song that I guess I first learned when I was looking after children up in New Hampshire during the summer. And I always used to say, now, let's not sing this awful song. Let's sing something else. Let's sing a nice, tender, warm, wonderful song. And the children would always say, no, let's do The Cat Came Back.
Yeah.
And they always liked it because such terrible things happened in this song. Yeah, so if you like terrible things, you'll like this song.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now, Harry, I'm going to start this off, all right?
All right, you do the first verse.
All right. Old Mr. Johnson had troubles of his own. He had a yellow cat that wouldn't leave his home. He tried and he tried to give that cat away. He gave it to a man going far, far away. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
Let me do it first.
All right, Harry.
Okay. Well, the man around the corner swore he'd kill that cat on sight. He loaded up his shotgun with nails and dynamite.
Ooh.
He waited and he waited for the cat to come around. 97 pieces of the bed were all they found. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
Your turn.
You know, Harry, he gave it to a man going up in a balloon. He said to take it up to the man in the moon. The balloon came down about 90 miles away. And where he is now, I'm afraid I dare not say. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. It just couldn't stay away.
Oh, let me do one.
All right, Steve, go ahead.
He gave it to a little boy with a dollar note. He told him for to take it up the river in a boat. They tied a rock around his neck and must weigh 10 pounds. Now they drag the river for a little boy who's drowned. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. It just couldn't stay away.
I gotta do the next verse. Oh, this one is gruesome. He gave it to a man who was heading way out west. Told him to take it to the one he loved the best. First the train hit the curb, then it jumped the rail. Not a soul was left behind to tell the gruesome tale.
But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
All right, I'm gonna do the cleanup first.
Okay.
Now, way across the ocean, they did send that cat at last. Vessel only out a day and making water fast. People all began to pray, the boat began to toss. A great big gust of wind came by and every soul was lost.
But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. It just couldn't stay away.
Just couldn't stay away. Just couldn't stay away. Just couldn't stay away.
Oh boy. That's a wild song.
That is.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
I want to thank John Sebastian for coming on to Knock on Wood and helping us do that song, The Cat Came Back. John, come back again, will you?
I'd love to.
Oh,
yes.
Good. I hope so. Thanks.
I'd like you to meet now a gentleman who I've had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing two or three times before, the 2,000-year-old man.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you? How are you? Yes, good to see you.
You know, many people still do not believe that you are 2,000 years old, but it has been authenticated.
Yes, it has, certainly.
You are that.
I have a birth certificate in the land of Og. But I don't carry my birth certificate around.
Why?
Because it's our boulder. It's inscribed on the
boulder. Oh, I see, yes. Well, that
can't carry
would be
that.
Cumbersome.
No. Credit cards, that's enough.
Yes. Sir... Yes. Are there any more secrets you're ready to divulge about why and how to live 2,000 years?
Well, one of the big things that's kept me rolling along singing a song is garlic.
Garlic has
yes.
kept you alive? How can garlic keep you alive?
Well, garlic keeps you alive because, well, you know how you die, don't you? The scientific reason how you die is that the angel of death, see, rings your apartment bell and you let him in and bang, you know.
Comes
in and says, okay, Murray, this is it. And
How does garlic help?
Usually comes at night, right?
Yes.
So before I'll retire, I'll eat myself a nice pound and a half of garlic. Then I lay down in bed, and I pull up my crazy quilt. And I'll starting to retire and snore.
And how does the garlic help?
Well, the angel of death, you know, comes in. He comes over to me, taps me on the shoulder. I say, who is it? And usually he goes, whoo! He takes right off. He's out the door.
That's... Well, that's an interesting theory.
Sure. You know about the kiss of death, right?
Yes.
Sure, he's not going to kiss me. I'm full of garlic.
I see. Sir, what did you do 2,000 years ago to entertain each other?
Buck and Wing.
Well, no, were there any?
Oh,
were there comedians?
Oh, sure.
Do you remember
any
of them?
No.
2,000 years ago?
Primitive days. Let me see. I remember one comedian gave us some laugh. Boy, we were hysterical.
Who was he?
Gave us some good laugh. Murray the Nut.
What did he do?
Oh, did he give us a laugh? A tiger came in the cave one afternoon, sauntered in, uninvited, naturally. Nobody asked for a tiger to walk in on you, right? Tiger came in and Murray, you know, the joker, the tumbler, you know, the nut, he jumps up and he grabs the tiger by the tail and goes, and he went, yaha, yaha, yaha. And the tiger turned around and ate him up in a minute. And did we get hysterical? We were laughing.
Well,
that was the best joke we ever had.
Well, sir, that's not very funny. That's
well, what did we have? RKOs then? That's all we had.
Yeah, but I mean, I would consider that.
That was the best we had. Murray took a tiger.
That was entertainment.
Yes.
But I would consider that in the realm of tragedy rather than comedy. How do you differentiate between tragedy?
Your point of view. To me, tragedy, if it is, if I'll cut my finger, that's tragedy. It bleeds, and I'll cry, and I'll run around, and I'll go into Mount Sinai for a day and a half. I'm very nervous about it. And to me, comedy is if you walk into an open sewer and die. What do I care? That's comedy.
I see. That's your definition.
My finger is important.
I see. You have seen many stage presentations in the 2,000 years since the Greeks. Sir, what is the best and most interesting stage play you ever saw?
Oh, it's the Sense Talking. Antony and Cleopatra.
Can't beat it. That's the one that Shakespeare wrote.
What wrote? No wrote. Life, real life. I walked up in Egypt there, and there was Cleopatra and Antony. We all took a look at them. That was the play.
That was the original cast.
Yes, the original cast, right. We saw that.
But that wasn't a play. You weren't allowed to.
We were allowed. They knew they were a hit. They let people see them kiss.
You they sold tickets to that?
Well, they didn't sell tickets. You put a few drachmas in the pot when you went in.
And really? And did you know Cleopatra?
Lovely woman.
How old? Was she really 21 when she died?
Get out of here, 21. What are you, not?
How 21? Old was she?
86, a nice age.
Well, why does history have it that she was 21?
History, they cook it up. She didn't die from an asp either.
What did she die
from? No, sir. You know, with the snake, with that nonsense.
What was it?
A stroke. Not a stroke. They rushed her to the hospital pyramid, you know.
Yes.
And they pushed her around a little bit, and she said, well, and died.
That was a lot of words.
Yeah.
I made a mistake earlier. I said that was 2006-year-old man. That was 2002-year-old man. He hasn't done any new ones in a long time. I think they stopped at 2015. Oh, well, too bad. It's some of the funniest stuff that Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner have ever done. John Sebastian has left. Harry's here. And look what he brought in. Yes, Steve. A juicer! That is so cool. I love juicers. Did you bring any fruit or vegetables that we can make some juice with?
Sure. I'll just set it up here, Stephen, and we'll have some nice, fresh, healthy vegetable and fruit juice. plugs over here. All right. We're all set, Steve. Now, here's a cut-up apple. And I'm going to place the glass over here like so to catch the juice. Now, watch this, Steve. I stick the apple down the chute here. And then with this device, I push on it and turn on the motor. Now, look at that, Steve, huh? Apple juice. Mmm. Okay, yeah. Got to get the whole apple in there. Okay. You want a taste?
Sure I do. Yeah, hand that over. Mmm, that is good.
When you finish with the juice, put the glass back under the juicer, all right, Steve?
All right. There we go. All right. What else can you juice?
Oh, this baby is a top-of-the-line model, Steve. It'll juice anything.
Anything?
Sure. For instance, hand me your pencil there.
My pencil?
Just give it to me. Thank you. Okay, and I put it down the chute, and I press on it with this device, turn on the motor, and there we go. Gotta push the pencil all the way in there. Okay. There we go. All done. Look, Steve. Pencil juice.
I had no idea.
You want a sip?
No way.
I'm going to. That's good, Steve.
Isn't that poisonous?
Of course not. The juicer filters out any impurities. What we're left with is 100% unadulterated pencil juice. It tastes good, and it's good for you.
Looks a little like orange juice.
Well, that's because it was a number two yellow pencil. If we juiced the black magic marker, you'd have something that was more like licorice.
Fascinating.
All right, now hand me your shoe.
Not my shoe.
Give me your shoe.
All right.
Now, if you've never tasted shoe juice, you're in for a treat, Steve. Okay, hand it over. It's a little hard fitting it in the chute. But as you can see, I've managed to stuff it in there. Okay, Steve, now stand back because you don't want the laces snapping back and hitting you in the face.
Yeah, of course not.
Okay, turn on the motor and here we go. Oh, yeah, look at that go in there, Steve.
That is a top of the model line, isn't it?
Yeah. You can see what's coming out there now is shoe juice. Good. Oh, yeah. I never could understand why Campbell's soups didn't ever come out with shoe soup. It's a natural, Steve. Okay. Want to taste it?
No, thanks.
Ah, smell the bouquet on this fine vintage of shoe. What year did you say you bought your pair?
I didn't, but I guess it was about 2 years ago.
Ah, a fine year for shoes. Too bad you don't want to partake, Steve. But that just leaves more for me, doesn't it? Mmm, pungent, yet fruity. Unfortunately, it's leaving a strong aftertaste. That's not a good sign. When was the last time you washed your socks?
Oh, come on, Harry.
That must be it. I'm tasting a little sock in the shoe juice. That's a little like spiking the punch, Steve. I better not drive until the after effects of the sock wear off. That is good, though. Can I drink your other shoe?
All my life I've been in doubt. Won't you please help me out? What came first, the chicken or the egg? Or the egg or the chicken? Or the chicken or the egg?
Listen, chicken, I was here first.
Look here, egg, I was here first.
I beg your pardon, but I was here first.
I beg your pardon, but I was here first.
All my life I've been in doubt. Won't you please help me out? What came first, the chicken or the egg? Or the egg or the chicken or the chicken or the egg?
Can there be any doubt? If you don't have an egg, a chicken won't come out.
How can there be any doubt? If you don't have a chicken, an egg won't come out.
Where do you think you would be? Without me, you would not be.
And how do you think you got here? Without me, dear, you wouldn't be here.
Oh, All my life I've been in doubt. Won't you please help me out? What came first, the chicken or the egg? Or the egg, or the chicken, or the chicken, or the egg?
I obviously came first because I'm more developed than you are. I have a beak, I have wings, and I have feathers. And you are nothing but a blank, empty shape.
Who needs all those foolish feathers anyway? I'll have you know that I'm the basic original shape. It's simple, it's beautiful, and it works! I don't care what that bird brain says. I feel first.
I feel first, too. Way down deep in my yolk, I feel first.
Listen, don't listen to those brainless creatures.
Don't take them seriously. They're cracks.
I was here first.
All my life I've been in doubt. Won't you please help me out? What came first, the chicken or the egg? Or the egg, or the chicken, or the chicken, or the egg?
It's the Paper Bag Players, Chicken and the Egg. They're great. They do a lot of stuff in New York. I don't think really ever got national attention, but they should because they're always great. Whenever they play in New York, they sell out, and people who know about them know how good they are. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Chorney. Well, I'll tell you where we stand right now, because if you tuned in late, you don't know what's going on. Harry's brought in this juicer, and it's, you know, one of these top-of-the-line models, and, well, after making some delicious apple juice with fresh apples, he's now proceeded to make pencil juice and then shoe juice. Harry, I just can't believe you drank my shoe after juicing it. I mean, the bottoms of my shoe must have had all kinds of dirt on it.
Well, I already told you, Steve, the juicer purifies all the imperfections. It filters out the dirt as well as the peel.
My shoe had a peel?
Of course, just the way an apple or a banana does. All that was left after the juicing was 100% purified shoe juice. And it was mighty tasty, I might add.
How am I going to get home with one shoe?
Well, it's true, Steve. That other shoe is pretty useless to you now, isn't it?
That's right.
So can I drink it?
Will you stop it now? This is getting ridiculous. Why don't you put in some carrots? I could use some carrot juice.
Well, I don't know about carrots, Steve, but I would like to juice this book I got here.
Harry, this is your math book for school.
I know.
You can't juice your school books.
Sure I can. I put it in the chute, and I push it down with this device here. And I turn the motor on, and voila! Look at this, Steve. Look at that coming out there. That's real book juice there. You want a sip?
No, thanks. I just ate.
All right. Well, you don't mind if I do, do you? Yes, yes, yes!
Yes what?
4 times 3 is 12, 8 times 7 is 56, 6 times 7 is 42, 12 times 13 is 156, 458 times 561 is 256,938. The square root of 854 is 29.223278.
Amazing! You ingested the essence of the book.
The formula for the volume of a hemisphere is 4 over 3 pi r cubed divided by 2.
Wow! I guess you're going to get an A in math this semester.
Well, I guess so, Steve.
You could do this with all your school books.
It's a lot of juice, Steve. I might be smart, but I'd also get fat.
Listen, don't you think this is a good time to tell the kids at home not to try this with their juicer?
Why?
Because it's dangerous, that's why. You can't encourage them to put their shoes and books into a juicer.
Why not?
Stop goofing around. We could be sued.
Well, they should not only juice their shoes and school books, but doll juice and baseball juice taste good, too.
Harry.
All right, all right. Of course, we're just fooling around here. We're not really making these juices, so don't try it at home. There, are you satisfied, Steve?
Thank you.
Unless, of course, you have adult supervision.
You're impossible.
Of course, the only adult with supervision is Superman himself, and I doubt he's going to show up at your house to help you. But then again, he doesn't need a juicer. He can squeeze stuff with his bare hands. Except he doesn't have bare hands. He has human hands. So go figure.
What am I going to do with you? And he doesn't have human hands. He's from Krypton.
All right, he has kryptonite hands. What am I going to do with you? Give me a $10 bill.
You're not going to make money juice now, are you?
Give me a 10.
All right, there we go.
All right, Steve, now watch. Throw the 10 in here like so. And we're going to make some good juice now. Look at this, baby, huh? Look at what's coming out of there. Yes. You want some?
No, it's too rich for my taste.
You look at it and ask you for a 20, Steve. Smell that, Steve. You can still smell the mint.
Well, it is green.
You know how much a drink like this would cost at a juice bar?
$10?
Well, at least 11. The guy's got to make a profit. All right. Yeah.
How do you feel?
Like $1 million.
You look like $1 million, too.
I do?
Yeah, all green and papery.
You're right, Steve. I don't think I feel too good. I think I better lie down.
Well, I can't imagine why you don't feel so good. I mean, after all, you made apple juice, pencil juice, shoe juice, math book juice, and money juice.
Steve, I think I drank too much juice. I just don't feel too good.
Well, of course you don't feel good. You can't go around drinking all that juice and not have some reaction.
Yeah, besides feeling sick to my stomach, I've also developed a growth on my neck. Look at this, Steve. It's as big as a grapefruit.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the size of that thing. What do you think it is?
Grapefruit, Steve. I guess I did juice it properly before drinking it.
You mean you drank other things before coming here today?
Sure. So far today, I drank grapefruit juice, dirt juice, stone juice, beetle juice, and guitar string juice.
You juiced my guitar strings?
I wanted to feel musical.
Listen, just lie down and take it easy. And that'll teach you to do things in moderation. You're such an extremist. I'm going to get rid of that juicer.
I have a good idea, Steve.
What?
Let's juice it.
Our time is up, so we must leave.
And so goodbye from me and Steve.
There's no more to the show, except to let you know,
it's time to go. It's time to go.